I know I got a bad reputation, and it isn't just talk, talk, talk. If I could only give you everything, you know I haven't got.
From the studios, of in Jersey City of WFMU. It's Sportsy Talk. Bronwyn C., are you there?
What?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you good. It's like you're here with me, which is very comforting. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. Please dial carefully. Hello, Bronwyn.
Hello, Jim the Poet.
How
Welcome
are you?
To Sportsy Talk.
I'm happy to be here. How are you doing?
I'm not so good, but I'm glad to be with you and with the listeners today because today is our special Bad Behavior show.
I couldn't find any songs called Bad Behavior, so that was a Freddie Johnson song called Bad Reputation. That's as close as I could get to Bad Behavior.
Yeah, I saw that Sean G. on the comments board liked that one.
It's a good song. It's from the album This Perfect World. It's a beautiful album. Freddie Johnson. Delightful fellow.
Shouldn't we have somebody that was like, we should have had like Kanye West or something though, right? Because he's full of bad behavior.
Is he?
Isn't he?
He's a genius. So geniuses can act up. I don't know about if Freddie's a genius or not. That's a good
What's
question.
What's your excuse?
What's my excuse? Just bad behavior, man. Just bad behavior here on WFMU. We have a big show today.
So much bad behavior to talk about.
Many bad things.
I the NFL, National Football League, American football. It's starting this week, and on Thursday begins preseason football.
Yes. It's very exciting, the Hall of Fame game.
Yeah, Cowboys and the Cardinals.
That should be a nail-biter. It's like one of those games where they only play the real players for 5 minutes, and then they have scrubs play the rest of the game. It's played in Canton, Ohio.
See, that seems unfair, because then the scrubs are all going to get the concussions. And they're not even getting
scrub concussions, yeah, I know. I guess there's some DTE news this week.
CTE.
What's CTE? A CTE. Concussion.
Chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
They need something little snappier
there's a
for that.
CTE is as good as they could get it,
Well, can't they name it after somebody like Lou Gehrig's disease or something like that? It would just be every football player's ever's disease.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's
what they found out. This is the thing. There was Boston University, your old stomping grounds.
I didn't go there for school. I couldn't get in there. I didn't apply, but I knew I couldn't get in.
Okie doke. Well, anyway, at Boston University, they have a neurological research lab that's studying. I'm sorry, I'm losing my voice. Hold on.
You're losing your voice?
Yeah, hold on.
Uh-oh, we're in a lot of trouble. You can call 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368.
Yeah, I have not been well, and I don't really want to get into that, but I'm really glad that Skype exists so I can do this. So the neurological research lab at Boston University has been accepting the brains of deceased NFL players for study.
Yeah.
And
you think they're secretly cloning
they
these guys too?
Pardon?
Do you think they're secretly cloning these guys too, so they can have like a generation of, if they clone all these
brain damaged zombies?
Well, I don't know. Would their brains would be fine? I think if you just they would start with a new brain.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I don't know if it's genetic, right? No, it's not.
Oh,
genetic.
I don't know. Yeah,
because it's from trauma.
It's from getting hit in the head.
It's acquired.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's acquired. So yeah, maybe their brains would be okay.
Oh, okay.
We could bring back Aaron Hernandez, and he'd be fine.
Would he murder again?
I think so, wouldn't he? I don't know.
Allegedly murdering people?
He's not an alleged murderer anymore. He was.
He's technically off.
His conviction was overturned
because he was in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, where they just let you commit crimes, and there's nothing really bad happens to you.
Pretty much, yeah. Because he committed suicide in prison before his appeal was completed. They had to say, well, maybe he would have won on appeal.
Yeah.
So we can't say he was guilty because he might have won.
Maybe.
So he's not Aaron Hernandez, not guilty anymore. I don't know if O.J. Simpson could do that or not. He's coming out of prison.
He's alive. Soon, right? I mean, O.J.'s alive, and they're letting him out of prison, I think, October 1st.
And he's in Nevada. It's not Massachusetts. So what I think O.J. has to do is go to Massachusetts and kill some people.
That's possible.
And then commit suicide in prison, and then he'll be innocent.
He's got a lot of time on his hands.
Yeah, I was. What else was he gonna
do? I think what I said, I remember saying the day the OJ trial ended, that way back in the day, I was like, well, I guess we'll just have to wait till he kills again and then catch him the next time. We're still waiting.
We're still waiting. Well, he's been in jail. He hasn't had much chance to kill people.
Yeah, I mean, he's been doing a great job killing people, maybe just getting away with it.
Oh, maybe he has. Maybe he's been killing people in jail all the time.
Well, did he? I mean, I don't know. I don't want to get too far off the subject, but these guys escaped from prison in Alabama using peanut butter. I still don't understand exactly. They were able to. There's like 12 guys got out because they said, hey, open up our cell. And it was just like a door out of the building. And they just wrote a number on the thing with peanut butter, apparently. That seems like the weirdest prison break I've ever heard.
I think the operative word there is Alabama.
Yeah, I think that's clear.
I think that explains pretty much how that could happen.
Just Alabama. Alabama.
Wait, back to Boston. Another place I don't like very much. Okay, so Boston U, though, they are studying football players' brains.
Yeah.
And they're studying what happens to football players when they repeatedly get socked in the head, and they
which happens like 100 times a game or something like that.
This week, a research study was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. That's legit.
Do you have a subscription to that? That's amazing.
You can get it online.
Oh, nice.
If you go to like Google Scholar, right? Google Scholar, yeah.
I would fail out of Google, too. I failed out of many schools.
You can type in a citation, and, you know, it'll pretty much give you a link to the article. I mean, there's some journals that they have, like, a paywall, but you can kind of get around that. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get copies of that stuff. Anyhow, so this journal article in the JAMA. These researchers at Boston University, basically they had 111 professional football player brains to study, and of those 111 brains, 110 of them had CTE.
I think the other guy just probably rode the bench or something. Like, there has to be a story about why the other guy doesn't have it.
He's one of those scrubs who only gets to play in the Hall of Fame game or something.
He's a punter.
Maybe it's a kicker.
He's a kicker.
I don't know. But they also had one thing that didn't come out in most of the news reports was that they also had the brains of high school and college players.
Are they just killing random football players?
Yeah, they have Aaron Hernandez go out and harvest.
How many brains do they have lying around at Boston University?
Yeah, they just get them harvested and sent their brains in. So the interesting thing to me, and I don't know that it was really called out in the article, but the proportion of brains showing this damage increased with the length of time that these guys had been playing football. Like the high school kids, there was only like 3 out of 47 show this damage. The college players, there was a greater proportion, and then the professional players, it was almost 100%.
Wow.
So I'm not watching football anymore.
That's it, you're out.
I can't do it. Yeah. I can't.
Well, the problem
not even college football.
The problem is,
I kind of thought college football may be okay, but
because their brains aren't damaged quite as much.
Yeah, I just thought, well, maybe they don't really get damaged till they get to the pros, but you know they do. So it's a terrible sport.
I would watch almost any sport. Like if there was a sport where it was just two dudes eating each other, I would watch that sport. You know, like. I mean, it depends what you're getting paid, and then it's like, oh, I get paid like, you know, I don't know. Not so much money.
Yeah, but these guys, they didn't know they were going to have this horrible brain damage, right?
Right.
I mean, everybody says, "Oh yeah, they got paid, so they made the choice."
It's super sad, but I don't even know those guys.
You know, and a lot of players now that they know about it are making the choice not to play anymore. There are a lot of young players who are retiring.
Just take up a different sport, I would think. Like, you know, like play baseball.
Who was it? Deion Sanders played baseball too, didn't he, or something?
He played baseball and football. I would say just like if you're a kid baseball. Who's like, oh, I really want to play football, I'd be like, yeah, I don't think so. Play soccer, man. Like, play something else.
Yeah,
you know?
Play something else.
Because like, you know, don't be shredding your brain. That's not worth it.
Yeah, it's not worth it, and it's not a good idea to support people getting paid to shred their brains, I don't think. So here's the other thing that the NFL
I'm still going to watch the NFL. I don't even know those guys. I mean, they're just guys on the TV.
I don't know. They're people. They're humans. NFL, okay?
Yep.
Except for Tom Brady. He's clearly not human.
You want him
he's
to play some, forever? And
he's clearly some kind of robotic fancy dog.
Well, he's never
something.
Eaten a strawberry. So I don't.
No, he's
I don't
never.
Understand
he's never
that's...
eaten food.
They you said, know, "Here's a strawberry." He's like, "I'm never eaten one of those. I've never.
Yeah,
I just
Tom Brady
looked at it and knew I didn't want it." It's like, "What are you talking about, man? Strawberries are great."
I kind of understand that because they're bumpy and weird, but you know, so I have eaten strawberries.
You've eaten a strawberry. They're good. I mean, they're good.
I have.
If you want to join,
yeah, the problem is they're strawberry flavored.
That's the problem with them.
If they tasted like a better fruit, like if it tasted like cherries or apples or something, they'd be like 100 times better.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. They're pretty good. I mean, they're not my favorite berry, but they're...
about the NFL, though?
If you want...
Okay, the other heinous thing they did.
Yeah.
Okay, a couple years ago when all the brain damage things started coming out, you know, they realized they had a PR problem.
Mm-hmm.
Among other problems. And they announced that they were going to give... A big old chunk of money to the National Institutes of Health, which is, you know...
Seems like a good place.
A big deal here in the U.S. to do studies on brains, right?
Okay.
So they made their big announcement. Here we go. You know, you get to have, I forget how much it was, $60 million, I think.
That's nice. That's pretty good.
I think that's what it was. I don't actually know, but it was something like that.
It was money, yeah. It was millions.
And so the NIH, you know, they put out what's called a call for request for proposals, RFP.
Mm-hmm.
And they got all these proposals from neurologists and neurological researchers
brain
and things.
People.
And how they want to study it and what kind of study they want to do and, you know, how they want to set up the study and is it a double-blind study and is it all kinds of statistical nonsense study that they do.
Mm-hmm.
And the NIH started, you know, approving some of these studies and giving the money out. And there was one of the researchers at Boston University wanted to do a study.
And they were like, no, we're not giving those guys money.
Exactly. They said, no, you can't give our money. The NIH said, yeah, this looks like a great study.
It's got brains all over the place.
Robert Stern of the Boston U Neurological Lab. Yeah, he's the guy. You know, we're going to give him the dough. And the NFL said, no, you're not.
Boo.
And the NIH said, well, yeah, we are because we have the money and we're supposed to give it to researchers. And this guy's a researcher.
That's a pretty good researcher. Yeah, they're doing a nice job.
And they said, no, you can't. Look at the contract. We have veto power.
Veto power.
Any study that you want to fund with our money, we can say no. We can say no, you can't give our money to that researcher.
Wow.
So the NIH said, well, screw you guys. Right? And they walked away and they left us a big amount of money, $16 million, I think they left on their table.
That seems like a lot.
It is a lot. And especially in research, that's an awful lot. So they said, you know, we're not going to give out any more NFL money because you guys, you know, aren't going to let us do real research.
They just want NFL research.
Yeah, they want some
everything's fine. Look away.
Yeah, exactly. I don't see any signs of
everything is fine.
Edge, you know. So
hello, caller. You're on the air. This is Sportsy Talk.
Yeah, hey, it's Bullpen Betty.
Oh, Bullpen Betty. How are you?
I had to call a little earlier than usual of your brain cancer. Discussion.
What's more brain damage?
Well, it's brain damage.
Right,
it's
brain
chronic.
Damage. But have you heard about
it's
the whole
cancer.
Brain cancer thing that had been going on, they said, with the Phillies, all these guys on the Phillies that got brain cancer?
What?
Like, and it seems really strange that it was...
That seems like a weird thing.
Ken Brett, Tug McGraw, Johnny Oates, John Vukovic, and now Darren Dalton is... probably going to die in the next, you know, few days of brain cancer, all of them.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So we have to tell our listeners
this
Dutch. Is about
the
Philadelphia
catcher,
Phillies.
Like when they were good
it's
in
a baseball team.
You know, the 93 team, the Phillies.
Well,
they were good, if anybody remembers.
Were they thinking that it was a problem with the veterans? The Philadelphia stadium is like an old stadium.
Yeah, Yeah, they're like
they had the most terrible
or whatever. So I know it's not the same type of reasoning. It's not like they're getting bashed in the head over and over. But
no, but that's super weird.
Yeah.
Are these guys all from the same era?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like those are all guys who played in the 1990s and 2000s.
Yeah. I guess in the 80s, I guess Tug McGraw was older than that, right? But yes, between the 80s, you know, up until like the in the 80s and 90s.
Weird, I never even heard of that.
Yeah, so if you
is that a statistical cluster, or is that just a thing that could happen? You know.
Yeah. Like, well,
you have to kind of look at other. You have to kind of look at, like, how often do guys in that age group get brain cancer?
Right. That. All play on the same team.
Yeah, that's super scary.
Yeah, it's like it seems, you know, it could be a coincidence, or it could
that's
really
right.
be there could be a, you know, it could be significant. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know. They built the new stadium for the Phillies right next to where the Vets used to be. So there's like a giant parking lot where the Veteran Stadium used to be, and that was where the Eagles football team played and the Phillies used to play. But that's super weird. That seems like a real.
I hadn't heard about that, yeah.
Like Silkwood kind of thing, or, you know,
right.
Aaron Brockovich or something like that. Betty, how are you excited? The Yankees have won the trading deadline. They just made all the moves they needed to make. They got everybody they wanted.
Yep.
They have some pitchers.
They got pitchers, they got hitters, they got everything. One of everything,
so,
at least.
I mean, Cashman, for all of the yelling and screaming that people have been doing about him for years.
Yeah.
And, you
he's
know,
the
I keep
general
track of
manager
this
of the Yankees. You have to tell
job
the listeners.
Life, my unpaid
is.
Job in life. But, yeah, it seems like he out Billy Bean's Billy Bean.
Yeah, I think they won a bunch of trades, it looks like to me. I mean, the Yankees got.
And didn't really have to give up any, like, buddy, like, major.
No, they didn't
today. You
they
know?
Didn't have to give up some of their best picks, and they got a couple great pitchers. Sonny Gray is a terrific. He's like a number
Sonny
one
Gray,
starter.
That's the guy from the A's that the
he's like a number one starter. Jaime Garcia is he's bounced around to a bunch of teams, but he looks like a pretty good guy.
Yeah,
they got an extra bat with Frazier. They got Robertson to help him out with their seventh, eighth, ninth inning, whatever he wants to do, because he used to be the closer for the Yankees.
So yes, I'm glad to have him
The
back.
Yankees are going for it. They are putting the pedal to the metal.
Exactly.
They feel this is a special year for them. They are half a game up on the Red Sox right now.
Aaron Judge is the leader for home runs in the whole league now. He hit another home run last night.
Oh, did he hit another home run?
34.
He got injured in a home plate celebration the other day where his tooth got chipped.
Yeah, he chipped.
Yes.
That's because his teeth are up the level of other people's hats.
Oh, yeah,
and
somebody hit him in the face.
He got it fixed and went out and played again like the next game.
Somebody hit him in the face. Yeah, he's fine. He's going to be okay. He can afford as many teeth as he wants. But he's looking good. I mean, it's good that he's got his home run swing back because he had done the home run derby, and it really messes up your swing at All-Star break. And so it looks like he's back in the groove. Everybody loves him, too.
He's playing at home again, which I think is – he likes to do much better.
That's surprising to me because it's like you really have to kill a ball to get it out in that left field area of Yankee Stadium. But when he gets a hold of one, it's gone, man. Like it's crushed.
Yeah. It's not almost. So they beat the Tigers last night handily. They're playing them tonight. You know, we got to stay on this course.
Yeah, Bronwyn's asking how is our fantasy baseball stuff doing, and I'm still in ninth place.
Yeah,
I made a horrible trade. I'm stalling as I get a chance to go to the page and maybe find out who's in first.
You're no Brian Cashman, is that what you're saying?
I am not Brian. I'm the opposite of Brian Cashman. I'm the I don't even know what the Reds baseball one is. I could have said the Cubs, but they're actually great now. I got a bunch of guys on the disabled list, it looks like. That's not good. That might be a problem.
We have a really good bad behavior story from baseball this week.
Oh, we do. So, listener,
speaking of the Cubs.
Listener Eugene from the Jersey Yadjeets is still in first place with 79 points. The Jim, listener Jim, with the Mezkemetsi.
He's our horsey correspondent.
Horsey correspondent. He's in second place. And then the upstate corn weenies, upstate Chris, is in third place. Me and Matt Warwick are still in last place, even though we did that that whole shady transaction during the 4th of July. I was a little drunk that day, and
yes,
I gave him, like, every pitcher I have. But now we haven't moved an inch. Not an inch. But you tell us your Cubs story, Bronwyn.
Okay, you guys know it probably, though. Chris Christie.
Oh, you're going to say Chris Christie.
Works
okay.
For the Milwaukee Brewers, right? And so he was out to see a Brewers-Cubs game. And this was just this week. And he was sitting there with an enormous bowl of nachos because it's Chris Christie.
It's a huge bowl.
Yeah, and he's in the stands, and a fan begins yelling at him, "Hey, Chris Christie, you suck," right? So he gets up carrying his nachos and stomps up the, you know, several rows to where this fan is sitting.
With his nachos on his arm.
He gets right in his face with a bowl of nachos and says, "Yeah, okay, big guy." You know, he called him, at least he didn't call him a communist this time. Well, but he, like, hollered at him.
Well, I thought they were coming back from wherever he'd gotten the nachos from, because the Secret Service, like New Jersey-level Secret Service, was, like, backing him up. That's the only reason Christie didn't end up, you know, like, getting his head caved in by some fan.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great loudmouth when he has somebody there to protect him.
He's got somebody to clean up the mess after him.
Mess of nachos when somebody hits the ball and it goes flying.
I admire that you don't leave your nachos, like, don't put your nachos down. Like, if you're gonna do it, you know, if you're gonna threaten a man within an inch of his life, bring your nachos.
Bring your nachos with you.
I thought you were gonna say the Cubs this week presented Steve Bartman, who was famous for a National League Championship Series years and years ago, where there was a fly ball. It was supposed to be an out. It was gonna be a foul out. He's a fan. He's, like, listening. He has this big, dorky headset on, which he listens to. He used to listen to Harry Carey do the radio broadcast. And he's not watching the guy underneath him, Moises Alou. And he gets in the way of the Cubs making an out. And then the Cubs just, like, Cub out, man. They, like, lose the game. Like, the whole thing unravels.
The
they were, like, on their
lost.
Way to the World Series. And they blame this Bartman kid. Who was hooted out of the stadium, and then the Marlins actually promised to take him in, like, if he just moved to Miami, they would give him, like, the witness protection program or something like that. And this poor guy still loves the Cubs. He can't go out because everyone knows who he is, and they do a story on him every couple of years. That's like, hey, where's Steve Bartman? He's a jerk. And but this they've decided to give him his very own World Series ring. Which he
because
was like,
the Cubs
look.
Finally did win the World Series.
The Cubs didn't win the World Series last year, if you didn't, after 100,000 years, or whatever it was.
106 years
I don't
or
remember.
Something. Yeah.
I mean, since the Stone Age, they finally won a World Series. And he was like, look, I'm not worthy of it. You know, I didn't ask for this, but it's kind of amazing. It's unbelievable. Like, it's a big, it has his name in diamonds on the side.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
So the next story will be Steve Bartman was robbed, and they took his Bartman ring away from him. He gets jacked in the street in Chicago.
Isn't that going to just encourage people to, like, get in the way of plays now? Because maybe you'll get a World Series ring
if you
do.
That's a long play.
I think it's a very odd thing to do.
What about that kid in Yankee Stadium who, you know, basically caught the ball giving Derek Jeter a home run, even though it wasn't
that
really
kid
a
ended
run.
Up getting drafted for the Yankees or the Baltimore or something like that, I remember. He ended up being on Baltimore, even though he robbed Baltimore of the long fly ball that ended up... It was like a kid interfered with a ball in a playoff game, and the Oriole guy's like, what is going on?
Coming at me, I'm ducking. Like, I'm not interfering in the play. I don't really understand how somebody has the complete opposite reaction to me.
Well, they do a lot of things that can get you thrown out. If you interfere with the play, you get thrown out. If you throw the ball back, so there's a home run, and you're like, no, you're the other team, boo. I was at a game. It was the Cubs and Yankees. The first hit of the game was a home run, and everyone in the stands is begging this Yankee fan to throw the ball back. The guy throws the ball back, and it's thrown out of the game by the ushers, like, immediately. And it's like, whoa, man, like,
Wait, people always throw the ball back.
But I think if they see you do it and they know who it is, they will toss you. Like, they will throw you away.
That makes sense.
That's not a good way to spend your hard-earned Yankee cash.
No, do they put you? Is there, like, a Yankee jail? Do they put you?
There,
like,
is a Yankee jail. I don't think it's a pleasant place. It is not. And then, At places like Fenway, they ban you forever. Yes, City Field. They send you directly to the Mets game, and you have to watch that game. Poor Mets. But the Yankees look good. The Dodgers, who I picked as the World Series winners.
They got a great trade.
They got Yu Darvish for nothing. Yep. He's a great pitcher from Japan who pitched for the Texas Rangers. But the Rangers are, like, out of it this year or something like that.
So, I mean, the last thing the Dodgers need is a pitcher, but now I just don't know how they're going to be beatable.
Well, Clayton Kershaw was injured. He's like the best pitcher in the league. He's like Sandy Koufax or something like that. And then he's injured, but only for like 6 weeks. So he's just going to rest and then come back for the playoffs. So those are the Red Sox are big losers at the trade deadline. They got a Mets reliever is all they got.
They got a Mets reliever. Well,
yeah, I don't think that's that great.
Is there worse things?
There's worse things, but not by much.
And we can talk about this week in Mariners promotions.
We'll see how it shakes out, and it's looking good.
Were you excited about Adrian Beltre, third baseman for the Texas Rangers?
Hey.
Yeah?
Yes.
Hey, can Betty hear me?
That's awesome.
Betty, you can hear Bronwyn, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, just checking. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have her in mono, or you're in mono. Everyone's in mono.
All right, everything's
Adrian Beltre hit his 3,000th home run, 3,000 hit the other day, joining 30 other baseball players and maybe only two or three third basemen like George Brett and Mike Schmidt and Wade Boggs and stuff like that. But the most impressive thing he did this week, it was a long game out in Texas, Arlington. And, you know, usually the guys get closer to home plate. There's like a place where you're supposed to stand. And usually guys get closer and when they're on deck to take a look and see how the pitcher's doing and stuff like that. And so Adrian Beltre's like between this spot you're supposed to be on, the on-deck circle, and home plate. And the umpire comes over to him. He's like, hey, you're supposed to stand in the on-deck circle. No one stands in the on-deck circle. Nobody in, like, it doesn't even happen. So Beltre goes, okay. And he takes the on-deck circle, which is just this giant piece of plastic that's in a thing, and drags it to where he was and then stands on it and starts getting the thing. And he's immediately thrown out of the game. And everyone's like, what's going on? The Texas guy, the manager comes out of the thing. He's like going crazy. He's thrown out of the game. It's like the game is like 17-8 or something like that in the eighth. And it's like everyone's going crazy. But it was like the funniest thing I saw all week. And it made me think that you know, Adrian Beltre is going to be in the Hall of Fame someday because his numbers are like off the charts. He's been playing since he was like 16 years old or something like that in the major leagues. So congratulations to Adrian Beltre. And that move, even the umpire who threw him out was laughing. That's how good the move was, moving the on-deck circle. So.
He was laughing, but he threw him out anyway?
He threw him out anyway.
I don't really. I saw it later. I saw the video clip, but I didn't know that the ump was laughing. That doesn't really make sense.
So I'm saying to umps, if you're laughing, you can't throw a guy out. That should be against the rules. You should get fined. You should be thrown out if you're laughing and throw a guy out. All right, Betty, thanks for the call.
Okay, I'll talk to you guys later.
See you later. Bullpen Betty, our MLB / Yankees correspondent.
So CC Sabathia is going to start his 500th game.
Oh, is he really? His 500th?
As a starter, yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good. Is that a...
good.
Well, he's been pitching since he was 18,
only
too,
Tom Glavine has done that. But you know what? I don't want to talk about all these guys.
You don't like those
just
guys?
A bunch of names.
What do you mean?
Name,
Tom
name,
Glavine,
name,
is a,
name,
he's a pitcher
well,
for
know,
the... He's in the Hall of Fame.
We get all sportsy, right?
We get sportsy?
And we start saying, oh, Wade Boggs did this, and so-and-so did that. And nobody knows who those guys are.
I mean,
Listeners don't know who those people are.
Yeah, but they're here. They're along for the ride here at Sportsy Talk on WFMU.
Yeah, I know. It's Sportsy Talk on WFMU with the most trusted team in sports talk radio today, Bronwyn C. and Jim the Poet. But nobody who listens to our show likes sports.
Yeah, I know. It's a weird paradox. Hello?
So we just have to, like, you know, not get too...
Just sportsy enough.
We have to talk about, you know, things that are sportsy.
Hello, caller. You're on the air. It's a sportsy talk.
Hi.
Hey,
this is Ken.
Hey, station manager Ken.
Station manager Ken. Yay!
Station manager Ken has joined us because there's a very exciting sportsy event that's happening at the end of the month. Conor McGregor. He's an MMA star, so he's a mixed martial arts guy.
Mixed martial arts
guy. Can you hear me? can you hear me? He's fighting an actual boxer, yes. One of the greatest boxers of all time, Floyd Mayweather Jr., who's undefeated still. Station manager Ken has joined us on Bad Behavior Day to talk about these two gentlemen and bad behavior and boxing. Hello, Ken.
Yeah, I've been. You know, it's a less interesting story after a week of the mooch.
Yeah, the mooch really took the air out of a lot of things this week.
Right? How can you get upset about Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather trash talking each other in fairly ugly terms when you have the mooch?
The mooch,
it just changes everything.
Former, I can't believe he got fired already. Former, he's going to go down in history as one of the legendary communications directors of the White House. I've never heard of any communications director. It had as big an impact on culture.
Oh, I mean,
as the mooch.
The last great communication director was the Iraqi spokesman. You remember that?
Oh yeah,
guy?
Baghdad Bob. Is that his name?
Yeah. Oh God, he was a good communications director too.
But the mooch, big impact this week. But you know.
Yeah. After that, who cares about what Conor McGregor said?
Well, they've been terrible to each other. Like they have to do all this stuff pre-fight. That's a weird fight, anyway.
They're on a tour.
They're touring the world.
They're on a hype tour. They're calling it the McGregor World Tour, and they're going. They started in Los Angeles. They went to Toronto. They were here in New York. They were really.
Oh, were they? Oh,
New
wow.
York. And now they're in London, I think.
Well, and it's a lot of hype for a match that no one thinks is going to be a great boxing match.
No.
It's going to be a weird boxing match, though. I can't wait to see it. I think it could be a really weird fight.
Yeah, because, Ken, why do you think it's going to be a weird fight?
Because McGregor is actually, I love watching him fight, in the UFC. And that's just, it's a completely different style of fighting than boxing. It's hard for me to even imagine how the fight is going to go.
Well, I've never seen him fight before. I mean, I've only seen pictures of him maybe knocking somebody out. He can punch and stuff like that, but a lot of the MMA is like rolling around on the ground and choking people out.
Right, but also like jumping behind the guy and to the side of the guy, and just like the whole way they move is completely different.
Yeah.
And if he tries to do that against Mayweather, I don't know what, it's just...
Ken?
I'm not sure. Like Mayweather may just want to let him exhaust himself or something. Or Mayweather may punch him out in the
Ken, he's
out
not.
In the first
he's not actually
going
to be allowed to fight that way. He has to box. And we had a story a few weeks ago in June about a UFC fighter Tim Haig, and he was in a boxing match in Canada where he had to box, and he actually got beaten to death in the ring.
Ooh.
By the boxer.
Ooh.
We talked about that on Sportsy Talk. I mean, the thing that's interesting about the Mayweather McConnor fight is that he's not going to be allowed to do anything but box. They have to go by boxing rules. So he'll probably.
But actually, I think he could move like a UFC fighter and still adhere to boxing rules. Like obviously, there's
hop
no
around
rabbit
and
punching.
Stuff. I don't know. Maybe
you can't kick him in the head.
You can't kick. Yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of rules, but he could still. I mean, McGregor's a really, in the UFC, he's an incredibly impressive fighter. I guess they're around the same age. Mayweather's around 40 years old.
Yeah.
I think McGregor might be a little younger.
But the question is, and now there's a bunch of people, Idris Elba's come out saying that maybe McGregor has a chance, Rory McIlroy. So there's a lot of people actually betting on for a big upset. Because Floyd Mayweather's, his main thing is defense. He's not known as a big puncher, but he's so fast, and he's a counterpuncher.
Well, he was fast. I mean, he's old.
He's old, and he hasn't fought in a while.
And he's undefeated. He's like 49-0 or something. And the thing is that, like, if Mayweather takes a fight, he's not taking it to go out with his one big loss,
Well, there was some conspiracy theories that were saying that maybe because the amount of money would be so gigantic.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
That Mayweather might try to keep McGregor in the fight for long enough, or they might go for they're trying to build intrigue into this battle because most people think it's an incredible mismatch and that Conor McGregor's in a lot of trouble. They're having trouble.
That's probably mostly boxing people who think that, though,
yes,
right?
Yes, mostly. Well, those guys are just old fogey. you know, they don't even believe in what MMA is doing. They don't think it's a real thing. And I think if it was an MMA fight in the octagon, I don't think Mayweather would have a chance. I mean, I think that he would get...
Well, no, of course he would.
He would get murdered in about, you know, 2 minutes or something like that by this guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
They can't sell out the fight because all the MMA fans are all, you know, kids, millennials, people coming up, and they're charging $15,000 a seat to this fight in Las Vegas that no one wants to go to. They're like, well, I'll watch it at a bar down the street. I don't have $15,000.
They have $15,000 seats.
That's the lowest price seat right now. Yeah. And they're like, well, why can't we sell this out? And it was like, well, I have a pretty good idea. It's like, first of all,
they're trying to sell movie theater seats all over the country as well.
Well, I mean, that seems like a better option.
Yeah.
You know, because I bought the. We could do a meetup. I think we should do a WFMU meetup for the fight. Because we bought the Pacquiao Mayweather fight, and it was like we got double charged. It was totally lame. We couldn't even watch it in HD. Everybody's TV blinked off, and then it turned out Pacquiao had like his shoulder was messed up, and so he like it was a super lame fight of hugging, and there was a lot of hugging during the fight.
Yeah, I saw his face. His face was weird.
Yeah. So I mean I'm not like eager to throw out $100 to watch what I think is going to happen, which is like Mayweather knock him out in 5 seconds or something like that. But I don't know if it was at a movie theater and it was reasonable, $20, it's a pretty good night out. Maybe afterwards they could show, Transformers or something like that, if it's a short fight. There was a scrap so they spar beforehand. And Pauly Malignaggi is one of the announcers at Showtime. He was kind of a halfway good boxer. He never really got to the heights, but he's good at talking. And so he's sparring with Conor McGregor. And apparently that got out of hand. Like, they actually had to have a ref separate them. I didn't even know that you brought refs to, like, sparring. That's just like you practicing and, like, somebody blows a whistle to make you stop. So they're trying to build it up that it... Conor McGregor's out for blood, that he's ready. You got to go through Malignaggi, that's not a problem. He's got to go through Mayweather, no problem.
Yeah, Conor McGregor's been saying that he put out some viral video thing, threatening that he was going to kill Mayweather. But,
I mean, I think America, I would think that they would watch that. I mean, honestly, Mayweather's not he's an incredibly, famous and successful fighter, but he's not very popular. I think a lot of times what happens in boxing is that you pay to watch the other guy get knocked out. And I don't think that many people would be sad if Mayweather got knocked out or killed.
I can't wait.
We'll try to get a meet. It's later in August on a Saturday night. Maybe we'll
it's like August 26th or something, the last Saturday in August.
Maybe we'll all try to figure out if we can do something or other around there.
Sounds good.
Sounds good to me. Thank you, station manager Ken, for joining us.
Tacos forever,
indeed.
Crispy had nachos.
Nachos forever. See, they should deliver your nachos to your seat via drone when you're at a baseball game. Just drop them right on you.
Okay, talk to you later.
Take care, Ken.
Thank you, Ken.
Station manager Ken, joining us on Bad Behavior Day.
We didn't really get into the bad behavior of the hype tour, though.
Well, it's just, I think the mooch really put the deuce on it. You know what I'm saying?
I think it did. I mean, it's just like, okay, so after that, it's like a juggalo is nothing now.
Some of the things that he's, and watching the news lately has been like an adventure of people trying to explain what was said, but not being able to. And
I know.
I'm going to miss the mooch. I got to be honest with you. I was really having a great time with the mooch. And it's like it's too soon. They should bring him back for some kind of sitcom show. They should bring him back for something because we were just getting to love the man.
He sold his hedge fund, right?
Yes.
So he doesn't really have a job now. I mean, he could probably go on reality TV. He could take over The Apprentice. he'd be perfect for that.
Well, he's like a Trump mini-me. So, I mean, like, it makes a lot of sense. They need a new...
Let him do The Apprentice, and then he can be our next president.
They need a new apprentice anyway, because Arnold Schwarzenegger's out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They could give it to the mooch. Everybody would watch it.
Would you watch the mooch?
Except me, because I'm a TV.
You don't have...
I would watch the mooch. You
have some channels.
I would find out whatever, somehow I could stream it, and I would watch it, sure.
You got plenty of channels. You got a channel for that. The NFL is doing a marijuana study, to see the effects of marijuana on players. Now, don't you think that would make the Thursday night game more interesting?
They're paying the Cannabis Growers Institute to do their study or something?
Well, Cory Booker today, he's the senator from New Jersey. He's not that great, but he's good on TV. He's like the senator from MSNBC, basically.
He wanted to date Mindy Kaling, but she
she's pregnant, and they don't know who the father is. So that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it's Cory Booker's kid, but I'm not saying it's not Cory Booker's kid.
Probably not Cory Booker.
So anyway, he today came out with trying to legalize marijuana federally, and I was like, wait a minute, that's not legal already? I'm not. What's happening? Whoa,
no.
Wait a minute. Huh?
No, of course it's not legal.
What?
Are you crazy? Uh-oh. Why would you think it was legal?
I hadn't really looked into the... I don't know what many laws are. Secondly, I mean, now it seems like I should really look a few things up before I do them again.
Yeah, no, it's legal for medicinal purposes in some states.
Well, that's
it's
what they're looking for.
Recreationally.
Yeah.
It's legal recreationally in some states,
mm-hmm.
but it's state by state. And then it's completely illegal in many other states.
Interesting. Okay. I learn something new every day. But the thing is, do you think it would improve the Thursday night game? So NFL has all these games on Thursday night that, like, the ratings are pretty bad, and they don't know what channel it's on, and they wear terrible uniforms. What if it was marijuana night, and then, you know, people in the stands, players, coaches, the guys in the booth?
Well, you know, I'm very anti-drug.
Okay.
I always have been.
But are you with watching people who are on drugs?
No, I don't know. It's boring.
You think it's boring?
Yeah, it's boring to watch people on drugs. But I think, I also don't think there should be football at all. So I'm getting all judgy now, and I just don't think there should be.
Well,
anything.
Sebastian on the boards was saying.
I don't think anybody should ever have any fun ever, basically.
Okay. Sebastian on the board says there's a lot of concussions in soccer, but that's because people are choosing to hit the ball with their head into the goal, right? It's not like it's part of the game.
I looked up, and I don't have it here, but a few weeks ago I actually looked up what sports have the most concussions.
Mm-hmm.
And
boxing, I would think.
But it was surprising. It was like swimming and bicycling. Both.
Well, if you hit your head against the thing,
high proportions of concussions, and I didn't know why.
Well, I hit my head against the bottom of the pool when I was a swimmer, but that's because somebody pushed me off the starting block, and then I drowned it a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I drowned it, and then I was brought back to life by my coach, who gave me the mouth to mouth. Thank you, coach. And so I'm alive today, but probably had a concussion back then. But
We should get that coach on the air.
I don't even remember the coach's name. I'd have to ask my mom. My mom listens to the show. Hey, Mom, how's it going?
Do you not remember the name because you were concussed?
Probably. Most of my childhood has been erased by hitting the head on the bottom of the pool. Trisha O and family has adopted me for this year as a DJ. Thank you, Trisha O.
That's right. Yes, I am the Joshua V. Sportsy Talk co-host of 2017. Thank you, Joshua V.
And my friend Charles wanted me to say hi to Arlo, who's listening up in Maine. Hey, Arlo, what's going on? And
hey,
Charles,
Arlo.
What's going on?
I don't know any sports that are happening in Maine.
Lobster eating. That's one of the big sports during the summer.
Yeah.
Eating lobsters. Do you eat lobsters?
Curling. Wait, I know. So I
is
know
curling happening in the summer in Maine?
Curling. Curling is really big in Maine. I have friends that are going to retire to Maine just because they love curling so much and they want to go live someplace that it's cheaper and they can go curling.
Cheaper
all
curling?
The time.
You could cheaper curl wherever curling. You want. I went to a party a while ago and there was a keg and then we filled up a bunch of milk cartons with water and then we just threw them at each other for hours. We were really psyched about curling. Somebody had a broom, I think, for a while. I don't know. I'm just saying you can do it anywhere.
Yeah. I guess the curling is really good in Maine, though. That's what I hear.
Is it curling season?
I think any season is curling season if you have a sheet of ice. You know?
Well, the Olympics is coming up. The Winter Olympics are my favorite Olympics.
Ones? Oh, my God. There's all these Olympics.
How many Olympics?
There's too many Olympics. There's summers and winters, and they're planning them out to 2028 already. And you
well,
know,
yeah,
the
Los Angeles is going to do 2028. It's they a, didn't get an
yeah,
earlier one.
Gonna be here. The whole country is not going to be here in 2028.
What country? Our country's not going to be here? What's going to What's going to happen to our country?
I don't know. Something bad.
I mean, come on. It's
be
fine.
Here anymore. Okay, here's the big thing. North Korea might co-host the 2018 Winter Olympic Games. That's bad behavior.
Why is that bad? Well, that, maybe it'll open things up. Maybe they'll calm down.
Do you think, like, Kim Jong-un, if he were co-hosting the Olympics, he would calm down?
We should just give him a damn medal. We should just give the guy a gold medal. Here's a gold medal. Just relax, man. Just take it down a notch.
Remember when Putin hosted the Winter Games in Sochi, right? It's going to be like that, only 100 times more. It's going to be crazy.
Well, I think they should have let Putin play on the Russian hockey team.
There's not a single flushing toilet in all of North Korea. I mean, where are they going to put people?
Well, how are they going to co-host the Olympics exactly?
I don't know.
Oh, you heard about this?
Korea, yeah. South Korea is hosting the 2018 Winter Olympic Games.
Yes.
And apparently all the good skiing in Korea is in North Korea.
Really?
So they may reach out to North Korea and ask them to co-host.
That sounds nice. Maybe it'll be the thing we need to not blow up the whole world. The Olympic spirit, etc.
Yeah.
You seem unconvinced.
I mean, why would you go to North Korea?
Why wouldn't the North Koreans just kidnap all the skiers then in that case?
You're going to die the minute you go across the border.
Wouldn't they just kidnap all those guys? It'd be like Munich all over again where they kidnapped all the Israeli players.
Everybody.
I mean, that could be fun too, right?
No.
Why isn't kidnapping an Olympic sport? That's a good question. In Australia, this is some disturbing news. In Australia, grandmother threw an ice cream sandwich in the grass. Her kid threw the grandkid threw the ice cream sandwich in the grass. And the woman's like, "Oh, okay, well that's too bad."
Yeah.
And she came back 4 days later. It had not melted. It was untouched by bugs. So they're like, what kind of mutant ice cream sandwich is this thing? What is this thing made of? It's disturbing the internet. It's thrown everyone into a tizzy.
What's that kind of ice cream that people eat here in New York?
Soft serve?
No, there's like a brand. It's not Carvel, it's the other one. It's the one that, I don't know.
It's
but
like
it doesn't melt either.
I don't know about this. I would like to try that out. When you're back, we should try. Yeah. We should get ice cream sandwiches and see if they'll melt.
See if they melt on the board.
Just
we can
see,
put them
I don't know. We could put them someplace and see if they melt. I mean, it's like
is call screener John there too?
John P, the people's call screener. I think didn't he say last week he wasn't going to be here?
I don't remember.
I was pretty drunk, so I don't remember.
You weren't drunk. Oh.
I was wasted.
You're saying that he's not there though.
Not as far as I know.
Okay, just wondering. Hi, John P, the people's call screener. Shout out to you. I'm not there either. You're there all alone.
I know. It's dark here, too. Brian turns off all the lights.
209-9368. Call in and make Jim the Poet feel better.
201-209-9368. Call now. Maybe I'll pick it up. Maybe I won't.
When you were getting trained, didn't they tell you how to turn on the lights?
I don't remember. I was a little drunk during training. I might have to go back through training again.
Golly.
Or let us know on the boards how you're doing. You can go to WFMU.org, hit the playlist, and let everyone know what you're thinking on our boards.
I'm trying to do that, and I can't get to the playlist.
You can't get to the playlist?
No.
Are you on a phone, a real phone?
No, I'm Skyping into you.
Oh, right, yeah.
Skyping.
Right, Skyping is a thing.
I'm talking to the side of a laptop.
I thought Skyping was a thing you did on Tinder, where you're like, "Oh, I'm Skyping. I'm Skyping left.
Wait,
I'm Skyping
somebody,
right."
I think Manchester United is working out a sponsorship deal with Tinder.
Really?
Yeah, so go Man United.
Well, I wanted that's Man the United. Thing. Thank you for reminding me. I was looking at somebody on the OkCupid, which is like an online dating site that's free. So it's like for people like me who are too cheap and really don't want to meet anybody. They just like are bored for 5 minutes. And I met somebody who looks – she seemed pretty nice. But the problem was she said she was a big football fan.
Good humor.
She said she was a big football fan. And I said, well, what are you a fan of? And she said the Cowboys. And I'm like, well, this just isn't going to work out. I mean, there's just no way.
Right.
I don't think I could date a Cowboys fan.
Right.
I mean, I've dated Mets fans.
How could you?
I've dated, you know, mostly Red Sox fans or whatever. Fans of Pittsburgh.
See, I just dated a guy. I married a guy who just
You
didn't
just
care
dated
about.
A guy?
No, I mean, I dated this guy, married this guy who didn't care about sports at all, and that way I could just bend him to my will.
bend him to your will. I don't want to bend anybody.
I forced him to become a Yankees fan.
I don't want to bend anybody to my will. If I can
make him watch it, well, I used to make him watch.
If I can avoid bending anybody to my will, I will. Hello, caller. You're on the air. It's just Sportsy Talk.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going? This is Jim the Poet, and it's Bronwyn C on the phone. What's your name?
Well, you guys called us to tell you guys how I'm doing. I'm doing great.
Everything's going well for you?
Yeah, everything's, I mean, you know, life happens, but, you know, I keep a positive attitude about it.
That's good. You got to turn down your radio a little bit.
You know, I turned the radio on actually to your show right when you guys were talking about the melting ice cream.
Are you a fan of ice cream sandwiches?
Yeah, no, I grew up on them.
Now, have you ever had one?
My mind.
Have you ever had one that?
It's good humor. Somebody on the board, Lisa Robert on the board, says good humor. That's the brand that doesn't melt.
It doesn't melt.
You know, I heard other things. I hadn't heard the ice cream sandwich, but like there was a thing going around a while ago about the snow not melting and only getting char if you held a lighter to it.
Yikes!
It just turned black.
That's terrible.
Ew.
See, the world is ending.
You hear about that?
I did not hear about that. That should be an Olympic sport.
It was like up in northern states like Maine, Montana, Michigan, and like it was like melting, kind of like plastic, like charring black and like kind of dripping.
That's terrible.
Isn't that weird?
Thank you for that chilling call. I appreciate it.
Thank you, listener.
Apparently, it's snow call. Won't melt anymore. Ice cream Nothing sandwiches melts. Don't melt. Snow won't melt.
Nothing melts.
All the Phillies have brain cancer. This has been a terrifying episode of Sportsy Talk.
This has been one of the most frightening episodes we've ever had.
I've wet my pants here at the board. I don't know what we're going to do because Morricone Island's coming in next.
That.
Hello, Morricone Island. What's coming up on tonight's show?
Arthur Vent.
Wow.
Arthur Vent and Associates.
And Associates. Oh, that's...
I'm not there. How many associates are there?
I don't know. I can't count them all yet because it's dark in here. Brian likes it dark and loud. Those are the two ways he likes it, dark and loud.
Yeah.
Brahman?
Yes, Jim?
We're coming ever so closer to the end of our show.
All right. Why don't you do the goodbye thing?
I should do the goodbye thing.
You do. I don't remember it. It's like WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. On the web, I forget what it is.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County. We're at 91.9 FM, and all over the world, you can hear us online at WFMU.org. Please download our apps at your local App Store.
At your convenience. I never can remember the Rockland County one. Thank you for inviting us into your home.
We're not that close to the end of the show. You got 2 minutes. What else do you got?
I don't know. I thought you were going to sign off early.
No, I wasn't going to.
No? No.
I just can't date a Cowboys fan. That's my main thing.
Well, I don't blame you.
Did you want to talk about Lonzo Ball, or don't we have time? Which one is he, the father or the son?
No, it was LeVar.
I don't even like that guy.
He was coaching a teen kids league out in Las Vegas or someplace.
Yeah.
And a female referee gave him a technical foul, so he had a little bitch fit and fell on the floor.
Do I have to bleep bitch?
until they got rid of her.
I know they got rid of the lady referee.
Yeah, the lady ref, and then they said a bunch of insulting things. He said a bunch of insulting things about the lady ref and said she wasn't in shape. I'm like, screw you,
LeVar Ball.
That's what I say.
Boom.
And Adidas, which was sponsoring,
they had to apologize.
They're the ones who removed the ref at his because he was having a little hissy fit about it.
Well, that seems right. And then he famously said that he could beat Michael Jordan in basketball. And Jordan this week said he could beat Lamar Ball, Daddy Ball. I'm going to call him Daddy Ball from now on.
Okay, that's
on
a
one
good
leg.
Name.
On one leg, mm-hmm. Michael Jordan could beat Daddy Ball.
Yep.
That's a good.
Of course he could. Daddy Ball's an idiot.
I mean, MJ is like
the
greatest.
He's a misogynistic jerk. That's a good way to end the bad behavior show.
Thank you for joining us.
Yes.
For the Sportsy Talk bad behavior. Every week we cover some bad behavior, but this week we really took it
really
up a notch.
Right.
I want to thank
all bad behavior.
Station manager Ken called in. Betty on the bullpen. Betty called in. Kat on the board says she's a scared. Don't be a scared, Kat in Chicago.
Fine.
We're here for you.
And next week I'll be healthy, I hope, and then I'll be back.
That'd be good, because I don't know. There's a lot of buttons here. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what's happening most of the time. Bronwyn, I miss you. I hope to see you soon.
All right. Thanks.
Give your going away thing.
Again? Okay, thanks for inviting me into your home tonight, and may God bless.
Where he was going, as he had come.